Love Talk Radio.
And here we are. Good morning. I'm trying to find my chat. It's been a while since I've been over here on Blog Talk Radio. How y'all doing? This is Donna Devane, the Barefoot Guru, and I have decided to come over here and do a few conversations with you. I am delighted that people have been listening, even though I have not been here very often. I've been very involved in a lot of things, and boy howdy, hasn't life been, whew, I mean. Right now, today, I want to talk about something that's kind of in the headline news, and that's the fear and the anger. Of course, we send great love and compassion and healing to those in Orlando involved in the shooting there. What a horrific thing has happened. And, of course, media just goes on and on and on and on and on, building on the fear and building on the anger, the biggest, worst, most horrible thing that's happened, you know, and it is a horrible thing. Don't misunderstand me. It is a horrible thing that has happened. There is no reason for, you know, people to be shot and killed while they're out having fun. But the bigger issue, is why, you know. And it's easy to go with the pat answer of, well, it's terrorism. You know, it's radical Muslim extremists who hate America and hate our freedoms. That's an easy out. Because the bigger picture is fear. And here in this country, as well as around the world, fear is exasperated, encouraged, it's fed, it's nurtured, and there's nothing new about that. Religion and politics have always used the energy of fear, fear of God, fear of eternal damnation, fear of loss of property, fear of loss of life, to keep everyone in line and to keep everyone under control. There's nothing new about that. What can be new is our refusing to play the game anymore. Our refusing to continue to give our power away. Our refusing to live in a perpetual state of fear. For those of us, and I think that's all of us, who have experienced very traumatic life events, a loved one being hurt. Hello, guests. Well, they didn't stay. Excuse me with the coughing. We know the pain. We know we've all had experience with hurt and with pain. Some of us have had the experience of healing. And that's what I want to talk about today is how do we heal our pain, our hurt, our fear, our anger, that inner terrorist. Because, and I debated with myself for a few minutes whether I wanted to use inner terrorist in my title today. But in truth, that's what it is. That fear that lives within us is the same as having a terrorist live in the house with you, except this one lives within and whispers to you all the time. This one continuously points out the possibility for failure, for lack, for no self-worth. This inner terrorist is a horrible taskmaster. It is always reminding you of what could happen based on what has happened. And how do we heal that? You know, a lot of us want to know. Here we look at our country and these horrible things that are always happening, and we want to know.
Excuse me.
do we heal that? One of the things that I've spent my life doing is coming up with some answers for those questions. And, you know, I wrote a book back several years ago, A Journey Back to Self, which was based on a series of healing classes that I taught and individual private healing sessions that I've done with many, many, many people over the years. And I put it all together in a book. It's in print. It's in Kindle. It's even an audio now on Audible and iTunes. And I've been working for the past while, you know, just had this idea of, Donna, this really needs to be an online course. And it's kind of, you know, wow, you know, synchronicity. Several days, 4 or 5 days before this Orlando horror happened, it came to me, Donna, you need to go fix that. You need to go finish that. It's important. Go finish that. So I went over to consciousnesspower.com, and I logged in, and I went, yeah, you know, I do need to finish that. Here it is. An online course where people can heal their inner terrorist, heal their fear, their insecurities. And I feel that right now it's more important than it's ever been in our lifetimes for us to deal with our fear, deal with all the anger and hurt that we have stored within our chakras, we've stored in our memories, and that is daily, moment by moment, influencing us, limiting us from being happy, from being healthy, from being prosperous, from having great relationships. And one of the things that I talk about in the book and in the course is our need for honesty, to be honest about, you know, all the beliefs that do limit us. Where'd they come from? They didn't come from us. Someone who had them handed to them handed them to us. And so generation after generation for thousands of years has brought forth these systems as though they were true. And because we all hold them as true, we continue to let them play out. We continue to create them. We continue to experience them. Every time we bring it forth into form, there is that confirmation. See, it's true. See how that worked out, I guess. So how do we stop that? You know, how do we stop that? And I'm going to take a real quick break, and I'll be back in just a moment to answer those questions for you. Enjoy the music. I'll be right back. Once again, Donna Devine, the Barefoot Guru, author of How to Thrive in a Survival Mindset World, A Journey Back to Self, and a whole bunch more. And I'm coming to you today talking about healing the fear. And guests, you feel free to type with me in the chat room, or you can call in. We actually do have call-in ability. You can dial 516 531-9306. And you can join me right here on the air as we discuss how to deal with the fear. And one of the things that I talk about in my book a lot and I talk about in my teachings a lot is the need for being honest. I was talking with a student yesterday, and she was, you know, well, I felt this, but I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to be positive. I don't want to have those negative thoughts. And I let her talk, and I said, you know, let's think of something a little different here. What if that anger, that fear, that frustration, what if they're not negative thoughts? What if they are like the GPS in your car? You know, you plug it in, your destination, you're going down the road, and the GPS says, turn left a quarter mile. Well, an eighth of a mile, you go ahead and turn right. And your GPS says, wait a minute, whoa, back up, you missed your turn. You need to adjust where you're driving, your course, back up. Well, what if all of those feelings, that aggravation, that fear, that anger, what if, rather than being something negative, they're actually very positive. They're your inner GPS system saying, hey, you've turned off your path. Now, accepting that those feelings, those emotions are there to aid you, benefits you, because no longer are you struggling and wrestling trying to just feel good all the time. Instead, you are letting what is presenting itself according to what you are thinking, feeling into form. You are letting it show you where you are, what you're saying you are, what you're saying the world is in relationship to you. So what if, and we're going to cover this for a little bit today, and I'll pick up on this topic again. I'm going to do this over here a few days a week in supplement to all the videos that I'm also doing. And if you'll look at the show description, you'll see those videos, a link to my YouTube channel. But what if today, just for today, just right now, whatever it is that's got you in a tangle-dangle, whatever it is that you're most frightened of, that you're feeling most angry, aggravated, frustrated with, what if instead of you struggling to stop feeling something negative, what if instead you sat down and you looked at it and you went, huh, this is just the GPS system going off saying, hey girl, hey dude, you missed your turn. You turned too early, too late. You've moved into another area rather than where you said you actually wanted to go. And what if, because you were allowing it to be okay to feel that way, you just made an adjustment? You just made an adjustment. And making that inner adjustment is as simple and as easy as changing how you're looking at it and thinking about it. Once we let go of this struggle to try to always stay positive, and we let life show up and show us who we're saying we are and what we're saying the world is in relationship to us, and we stop resisting what is showing up, and we just go, oh, that's a realignment. I thank you so much for listening to me today. I will do some longer ones as we go along. Please check out the show description. And I have taken A Journey Back to Self, and it is now available as a Work at Your Own Pace online course, helping you to balance your chakras, to release limiting beliefs. It covers everything from stone and crystal healing to energy work. Check out consciousnesspower.com. I love you, and I remind you to love yourself well. Peace.